This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Young people are among those raising awareness of land and water issues. In the fall, two teenagers led a march in Rapid City, South Dakota, against the Keystone XL pipeline. The Lakota and Swedish climate activists talked about threats to the environment, as China Lockett reports.
Climate what?
Climate crisis!
Dakota Iron Eyes chants a question. Then Greta Thunberg and hundreds of others follow. The rally is full of teenagers supporting these young leaders. Iron Eyes says there's power in mobilizing and voting in democracies.
What are the things right now that are causing this crisis? Because it is not just one person. It is not just one corporation. All of us as humanity have a responsibility to do something. Personally, it is a personal choice.
Iron Eyes protests against the now completed Dakota Access Pipeline in Standing Rock. Now, she's hoping to prevent the Keystone XL pipeline. She asks the crowd to sit.
Let's take a moment of silence for all of the lands and the waters that have already been destroyed. All of the irreversible destruction that has already been made.
The crowd is silent for a few minutes. Greta Thunberg says building pipelines is helping to raise the global temperature, and she's worried about all of their futures.
We cannot go on like this. We cannot continue to build new pipelines. That is insane.
Thunberg says people around the world are all dealing with climate change. When they support and listen to each other, she says things like pipelines and deforestation can be prevented.
These are just symptoms of a worldwide ecological and climate crisis, and we are all affected. We are all in the same boat. But of course, some are more affected than others. And we need to make sure that the voices of those who are at the front line are being heard.
President Donald Trump approved the Dakota Access Pipeline and Keystone XL Pipeline in 2017. For National Native News, I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.
A teenage Indigenous water activist from Canada this fall spoke at the United Nations headquarters in New York. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, she talked about a lack of clean water in Indigenous communities.
15-year-old Autumn Pelche is from the Wikwamkoong First Nation on Manitoulin Island in northern Ontario. She called on world leaders to respect the sacredness and importance of clean water and repeated something she said before. We can't eat money, she said, or drink oil. Pelche was speaking at the UN's Global Landscapes Forum, a platform on sustainable land use founded by the UN and the World Bank. And she used her speech to highlight the lack of clean water in many of Canada's Indigenous communities.
Here in my country, the Indigenous people live in third world conditions. Boil water advisories are still in existence and have been for over 20 years in some communities. There are children born into a world living off bottled water, living off a certain amount to do everyday things. I began to research this issue and discovered it was all across Canada.
Pelche said she learned from an early age through traditional knowledge about the sacredness of water. She also called for an end to the use of plastic as a step forward to a sustainable world. It was the second time Pelche spoke at the UN. A year ago, she urged the General Assembly to warrior up and stand up for the planet. The Canadian government has pledged to end long-term water advisories on reserves by 2021. 87 advisories have been lifted, but 56 are still in place. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. What AARP does might surprise you, like sponsoring the National American Indian Housing Council Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, December 9th and 10th. Information at aarp.org.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.